If you're listening to this, you probably have an opinion about what it takes to be the best leader. In this episode of the Leadership Hustle, we're going to challenge what you think about what it takes to be a great leader.
Hello, and welcome to the Leadership Hustle for executives whose companies are growing fast and need leaders who are ready.
Leadership development, coaching, the question that gets asked all the time is, so what are the qualities that make the best leaders? Like, it's almost like, what's the perfect leader? Michelle, how do you answer that question?
I don't. I ask them a question.
True.
I do ask the question.
Right.
But I ask it because what you think might be a great leader is going to be different than what someone else thinks is a great leader. I also ask the question because it can be very situational. But again, it's about the person who's following, who believes that person's a great leader. So what are the things that are important to you?
Right.
And a person that you're choosing to be a part of their organization and to you choose to follow, what's important?
You know, I think that when people ask that question, they're confusing a couple things. That one, they're saying, in a position of leadership, what makes the best leader? When the question is, if you are a great leader, what are those qualities, right? And so I'm not always assuming that a person who is a leader is in a position of leadership.
Correct.
That being said, I do something similar where you just ask the questions like, so does the answer ever show up? The answer really is, if you ask 800 people, what are the qualities of a great leader? You're going to get 800 different answers. Yes, there will be some
overlap
and things like that. So then people are like, well, then what am I doing in this leadership class?
Well, it has got to be one of the highest ranked on Google, like the question asked, and because there's so much out there on Google, like,
yes,
whether it's videos, whether it's articles, blog, I mean, you name the media, that one is covered everywhere.
Right. And there are more and more leadership specialists coming out of the woodwork every minute of the day. So the question that we want to bring up is, you know, is there a perfect leadership, you know, set of skills? And the answer is no, there is not. But the answer is yes for each individual. Like, what are those qualities that make my favorite leader, because they have all these great qualities? And if the person next to them had 8 of the 10, they'd be okay. But, you know, they may not have the same set of qualities that this other person had.
Well, and I also like to ask the question, it's like, what do you want to be known? How do you want to be known, right? Because if you think about, okay, great leaders, people, mm-hmm, whether you knew them or didn't know them, right? Because again, as a leader, you don't have to even know them.
Right.
What are the things that people have done that you've really... what is it that they do that cause you to believe in them?
Right.
Because if you believe in them, you listen to them, right? If I don't believe in you, I'm not listening to you.
Correct.
So what are the things that are important?
That's a whole other episode, by the way.
So what are the things that are really important to you when you think about? So it's an activity that we often do, getting them thinking about, to them, what's really important. And then what are the things that they have identified that's really important, and how do they feel they do, right? Where are the... you know, where are the areas that they feel pretty strong in, and let's prove it, you know, mm-hmm, let's get some proof on that. And then what are the different qualities that they probably need to get a little better at, which is where we use the personality assessment sometimes too comes in handy,
right?
Because we have blind spots and we don't always recognize our actions and then the impact, but those areas that we can get better at. And that's really, you know, so each person I'm working with, sometimes it's going to have, again, a lot of crossover, but there's going to be little nuances that are going to be just specific to them that is important for them to build and grow and develop as they want to develop their leadership presence.
So in effort to bring this into something tangible and helpful, Michelle and I, we were doing our own research and thinking about the qualities that people mention to us most about, you know, it's not... here's the top 10 list. This is somewhere in their top 10, people are bringing up these few qualities. So it becomes part of the framework that seem to be pretty close to universal. I won't say universal, right? But
yeah.
but they're high up there. And so we've come up with a few. And so the first one that I want to mention is humility. The humility to recognize that they don't have all the answers. The humility to recognize they make mistakes and to show the transparency of their humanness mm-hmm. in what's going on and do what they're doing in a servant way, as opposed to supporting their ego and supporting the power and authority that they hold in their position.
Yes.
So that was a big one. So
well, and that really hinges on the you're relatable, right? And when you're relatable, now you're more of a human, not an object, and people will view you differently, right? I mean, that really helps close the gap on that piece of it.
Right.
For sure.
Okay, so give us another one.
Well, we've talked a lot about this one in previous episodes, but EQ, emotional intelligence.
Okay.
And, you know, just simply keeping it short and sweet, just the ability to recognize our emotions and how we behave and, you know, being able to adjust depending on the impact we're wanting to have, right? But also being able to recognize and pick up on other people's emotions and really show that you care. So the awareness, which when you think about that hits a lot of little things such as that listening, you know, how we're communicating, our tone. I mean, there's so many things that it ripples out from when you get into that one.
Well, in a nutshell, yes, it is emotional intelligence, but it's understanding the impact we're having on someone else and recognizing what we're doing that's causing that, but also recognizing the person's reaction. So just, it's not just behaving, it's understanding that
impact, definitely,
right,
definitely.
Right. So I have a third one, and the third one that we have in our top list is doing what you say you're gonna do. And that sounds so elementary. And yet, the number of leaders that find that as they move up in the organization, that will excuse themselves for not following through or doing what they say they're going to do, or, you know, rationalizing away. Doing things a little different, you know, kind of
not following this policy.
Being a maverick, as we call it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, doing what we say we're going to do is as much keeping people informed, making sure that you follow your promises, the integrity,
the transparency,
you know, those are the kinds of things that, you know, you can say these are all characteristics, like you can list all those as separate things, like, but it falls into this bucket of do what you say you're going to do. And the fact that you need to keep people abreast of, if something's taking a long time, let people know it's taking a long time. That's fine. Otherwise, it looks like you didn't follow through with what you say you're going to do. And so those are the top three. And we know that people and humans think in threes and remember in threes, but we're gonna break that rule because we have number four. So number four of our top list is?
Intellectual curiosity.
Like, what is that? That sounds so
well, I mean, there's a lot
fancy.
Of words you can throw around. Growth mindset, it's always learning.
Okay.
It's always, no matter what it is, it's learning about yourself, learning about leadership, learning about science within, or learning about your industry, learning about trends. I mean, it's always learning, right? And when we demonstrate as a leader in an organization, we demonstrate that we're learning, that we're not always right, that we always have opportunities for growth, to get better, to understand things in a different perspective than we did. You know, when we made decisions 5 years ago, we made those decisions based off what we knew then.
Right.
But if I'm learning now, if I have to make that same decision again, it may be different because I've been learning to get there, right?
Right.
As I've grown through those 5 years. But as we demonstrate learning, that then allows people to recognize, oh, it's important for me to learn too, right?
Right.
So it can become contagious, and it can become something that is viewed as a positive thing within this organization.
Well, and if you take the applying learning, what we've done is we've probably changed. And so you're adding that demonstration of things aren't always as they seem and or always right based upon our patterns or habits and things like that. So, you know, just recognizing that curiosity and being more inquisitive as opposed to, you know, just telling people how things need to be is, you know, something that many people Although they may want to know what the answer is, it's sometimes better for them to be led so that they can figure out what the answer is so that, they can own it.
Yes. So. Well, and flipping that curiosity too, it's not just outside resources, it's learning from your people. Learning from your people of all ages.
Because everybody evolves.
Yes. Well, and you have, you know, let's just say you've been within the organization for 20 years. You've been there for a long time, right? Right. And now you've got newbies, people that are coming in that are brand new. Whether they're brand new to your company or, and maybe they've been in your industry for years, but brand new to your company, or they're brand new to the work world, right? Wherever we get those extremes, they have information that we don't have and we can learn from them. But we have to be willing to ask the questions, listen with that open mind, right? And demonstrate that we can learn from everyone.
Right, right.
So.
So our top three, humility, emotional intelligence, do what you say you're gonna do, and the bonus, intellectual curiosity.
Yes.
Those are the ones that we believe. And if you have one that you would like in your top level, top group, drop a comment and let us know what you think is something that should be added to our list. If you're looking for more resources related to the development of leaders, check us out at RevellaGroup.com. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another episode.